SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Educational Development Program established in East Rural St. Andrew. And later we look at what it was like attending school in Jamaica 70 years ago. All this and more coming up. Stay with us. Residents of East Rural St. Andrew are the beneficiaries of an educational development program aimed at ensuring each household has educated and qualified professionals.
The 3-2-1 project aims to have one profession per household in 25 years, with subsidiary objectives of 3 CXCs per household in the first 10 years and 2 A-levels per household 10 years thereafter.
State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment and Member of Parliament for the area, Damien Crawford, speaking during his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. Mr. Crawford says in order to achieve the goal of 3 CXC subjects per household, parents are being targeted through the Veranda Basic Literacy Program. He says the importance of parents in the early development of a child's literacy cannot be overstated, and the literacy program is aimed at equipping parents to better help their children.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for citizens to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture. Citizens are also being encouraged to take special care to develop the potential of the nation's children. Vision 2030 aims to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business within the next 16 years. And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the Parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker. I am 77 years old. On my way to school, I have to carry a lunch, walk it morning and walk it evening. At school, girls used to do sewing, and the boys then going over to the other side of the garden and then do their cultivation. Some of the girls then do plaiting, like making basket, and some do sewing. When you go to school and it late, the teacher closed all the school door. I have to go to that school and then you did. And then the go and then now we open all the store, we got to go back to our class.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica with us by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.